increasingly there are weaknesses in all of these indexes that the BLS is calculating.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Holly Hobbs. More than 60 million Americans receive retirement benefits from the federal government. This includes older Americans who receive Social Security, as well as workers with disabilities and their families. As life expectancy in the U.S. has increased, so have concerns about how these benefits are calculated and increased to include changes in cost of living. Today we talked to Charlie Jessick, an expert on income security and a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team. Thank you for joining us, Charlie.
Thank you, Holly.
Charlie, millions of Americans count on Social Security cost of living increases to make ends meet. What did we find when it comes to those increases?
Well, Holly, first, a little bit of history. Right now, the Social Security benefits when you're in retirement are indexed by what they call the CPIW, or the Urban Wage Earner and Clerical Workers Consumer Price Index. And there's been a debate over the last 30 years as to whether this is the most appropriate subpopulation index to be used. Some people argue that there should be an index that captures the cost of living for older Americans, the so-called CPIE. Others say that there should be an index that more captures how people switch from one product to another when prices change. For example, if the cost of gasoline goes up, they may take the train to the city, and then that you would want to capture that in the index. Now, the upshot of both of these alternatives is that if you use a CPIE, that's shown to have been increasing benefits. If you use a chain CPI, that tends to lower benefits. But in fact, one of the things that we found in this report is that the CPIW itself, the one that's currently used by Social Security, faces issues of reliability, timeliness, and relevance.
So, Charlie, every facet of life is being impacted by the coronavirus. Which of these methods might be best for calculating cost of living under that scenario?
Currently, with the pandemic, we know that people's consumption patterns have changed significantly. People are not going to restaurants, for example. And yet the CPI, the indexes that will be used, are being constructed, are based on data from up to 4 years ago, where the basket of goods and services that people were purchasing were quite different than what people are doing today. The bottom line in all this is that this creates potentially, errors in the accuracy of the CPI and in its, certainly its timeliness and in its relevance.
It sounds like the federal government has access to data that could better position it to respond to changes in cost of living and to calculate benefits, but is not currently using that data. Charlie, what impact could a miscalculation in cost of living have on people who receive retirement benefits?
Well, right now, we don't know what the impact is. We don't know if it's resulting in the CPI being higher than it should be, or that people are getting lower benefits than they should. That's one of the issues. We don't have a sense yet of how these weaknesses are manifesting themselves. But there is greater concern that these problems are significant, that the data are old, the sample size that are the people who are being asked to participate in the survey, the fewer of them are responding, the subpopulations that are focused on are shrinking. And so this is problematic. And so if we want to get an accurate cost of living index, an accurate picture of changes in the standard of living for Americans in these subpopulations, and then make sure that people can get the benefits, we need to take a look at how the CPI is constructed and whether and figure out the direction of the inaccuracies.
Charlie, last question. What is the bottom line of this report?
The basic problem here is that increasingly there are weaknesses in all of these indexes that the BLS is calculating because of sample size of declines, because of lags in the data. And so we really need to take a good hard look at the basic methodology behind all of these indexes before we get into a debate over what the appropriate index should be.
That was Charlie Jessick talking about GAO's recent review of retirement benefits and cost of living adjustments. Thank you for your time, Charlie.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more information from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.